Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
And our psychic, for Psychic Night, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Dale. Aloha.
Hi. We had an earthquake in Nevada, 6.5, out in Tonopah.
Are you okay, by the way?
Oh, no, I didn't feel anything.
It's huge.
I mean, it was a big earthquake out in the middle of the desert by between Las Vegas and Carson City or somewhere. It was 6.5.
So how did you feel? What happened? Did anything fall off the shelves?
No,
you didn't feel it?
No. No.
I grew up in LA
where we had it. I used to duck under tables for no reason. The February 9th earthquake in Kelmar, and that was the biggest one I ever been in my life.
Yes.
And
I was in the LA earthquake.
Yeah, I'll never forget that one because the pool that we had outside hit me in the face. I thought it was a tidal wave.
That can be very scary.
Yes, it was. That was very bad.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, thank you. Are you still in Washington?
Yes, I am till next Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're having a great visit. Yes.
Stay as long as you want.
You're so sweet, but I'm going to have to get back. My mom seems to be doing pretty well. It's not progressing, but although she hasn't been able to get her monthly test because of COVID-19, but she feels pretty good. We got out today. We took a drive. It was gorgeous, and we saw beautiful scenery. So, you know, I feel much better seeing her. And then we had a wonderful birthday party for my daughter who turned 13. That was nice.
Oh, wow. That's super. Except for one thing, you know, she's feeling nice because you're there. So that's good. I know you can't stay there forever, but stay as long as you want.
Well, thank you. It does help her. I think it really cheered her up. So that can always help physical problems when you're mentally cheerful. So that's good. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Johnny.
All right. Johnny, do we have our first caller?
Identifying number, but I'm going to go ahead and put it through. Here we go. Caller, you're
on. Hi, Jill.
Hi, who's
Lisa.
This? Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, Colorado.
Hi, Lisa, Colorado. Have I talked with you before?
Yes, 2 weeks ago, you asked me about how we're doing about the current quarantine. I answered your question that we're still in the same phase.
Oh, wow. But we had a change of phone number, and I need Johnny to give out the phone number if anybody's listening.
Of course. My apologies if anybody's having any technical problems, but I'm only letting everybody know this. I take technical problems as my responsibility. So I just want everybody to know that, and I'm doing the best I can. I hope everybody knows that. 516-531-9874.
516, because you're breaking up, Johnny.
Okay. 516-531-6874. No. 98. 74.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Okay.
Say it again, Johnny.
It's 516-531-9874.
Okay. My problem, I called the wrong number. So maybe if I call the right number, it'd be all right.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I called 6874.
Well,
but anyway,
have any problems?
Okay, John, you're breaking up. Anyway, so do you want me to hang up and call back?
Yes, please. Let's try that.
Okay, and tell the lady to hang in there, okay?
Okay, hang in there, Liam.
Hello, folks.
Ma'am, she'll be back, okay?
Thank you.
Johnny, you sound a little broken up, though, so hopefully that will get better during the show.
Maybe it's because I was on the phone three-way with her. You know, you have to take that into consideration. I mean, you do sound... I do that three-way sometimes as a solution to it. And by the way, ma'am, if you were able to did you find the new number okay? Ma'am? Okay. Here she is. Okay, now the line is good.
It was my fault. I totally apologize. Let me tell Richard just a moment, okay? Richard.
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, I got the wrong number. Here. Hold on. 9874. Okay, you can call that now. Okay. Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm working on losing my weight and working pretty hard in the smart way, and I'd like to see you see improvements in my physical life, actually losing weight.
You're mumbling into the phone. Back up from the phone, or I don't know what you're doing.
Sorry. I just want to know about my weight because I'm working hard on my physical body. If you see me losing weight.
Well, you tend to be eating a lot of carbs. Tend to be eating a lot of carbs. Are you aware of what a carb is?
I cut down pasta, bread.
Yeah, you did not cut down.
No.
Okay, you have to cut out. Look at the Atkins diet or the ketos diet. You have to cut it out and drink a lot of water, and the weight will pour off of you. And it's unfortunate, but we're talking about eating no more than 100 carbs per day. And that says so on every label. You want to lose the weight? That's the way you lose it.
Question. I'm walking between 4 to 5. Well, where I'm at, going in circles, between 4 to 5 miles a day. Is that going to help me?
Well, that'll help if you cut out your carbs.
Okay.
If you cut your carbs to almost nothing, and you eat chicken, fish, meat, salad, fruit, and drink water, it'll cut it out, and you'll lose tons of weight.
And no sugar. Sugar is your enemy when you're trying to lose weight.
Carbs are sugar.
You got me.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
the more carbs you eat, the more you crave them.
That's right. Sweetheart, do you know? You got to cut out rice. You got to cut out bread. You got to cut out potatoes. All those are carbs. Read your label. No more than 75 carbs to 100 carbs per day. Read the Atkins diet. It's online. Or read the ketose diet. It's online. Okay?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you very much for reading.
Thank you for calling. Now everything. Hello, Johnny.
Who's next, Johnny?
Next one is 505.
You are on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to Life After Happiness.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. And who's up?
My name's Patricia. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
And where are you from?
I'm in New Mexico right now.
Oh, okay. All right. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question over income. I wanted to find out if you see a second stream of income coming in for me.
Okay, what are you doing now? Type of work.
Well, I work from home. I'm an independent contractor. I work pretty much in the evenings, but I really need a second stream of income to supplement.
What are you looking for? What type of work?
You know, I'm really not sure right now. I would like to have something that's creative. I would like to continue to work at home.
Okay.
You know, I
do see a second job. It'll happen right away, but get on the internet and start looking. Amazon.com is hiring. CVS Pharmacy is hiring. All those are hiring. Amazon especially online. So they nowadays it's heading toward 75-80% of the jobs will be work at home.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse. Don't be fussy. There are jobs that you can get online with no problem whatsoever. None.
Yeah. I was thinking about, I like the outdoors and I like cleaning yards and things like that. I have to have something physical to kind of balance myself out.
Well, that's kind of fun. Put out some flyers and let people know you clean yards within the area. And just say you're local. And you're coronavirus free, and that you clean yards, or you know, do you mow lawns and stuff?
No, my specialty is pretty much just cleaning up, pulling weeds.
Cool.
Not too much.
You know, I'm
grass.
Sure if you were here in Nevada, I'd be hiring you in 2 minutes. All I know is that there's a big market for that, but. You can put it on Facebook. You can put it on the internet, but I'd also put out flyers and let people know.
Mm-hmm.
You will get work, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Johnny, you want to give out the number one more time?
Of course. 516-531 9874. And I think probably the reason I was fading out earlier is I had you on three-way. Are you able to hear me okay, Dale, now?
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Okay, good.
No, it was my fault.
I think that was just a matter of giving people just make sure that people have the new number and everything.
Okay, here's our problem. We were building up a huge audience, and then we switched phone numbers because the line was bad. And now we got to get people back. So that's going to be a rough call. It's going to take a few weeks, maybe a month, but we'll do the best we can.
We'll do it. I mean, you know, we have people. We have a friend of ours on the show who has like 115,000 Twitter followers. And, you know, she's published.
What did you say? 115,000?
115,000, yes.
Who? Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Who in God's name would have 115,000 followers?
A lot of the more recent playmates do, and that is a great connection for us, and that's right at our fingertips. So,
okay,
and we have helpful people who love us, and she's been tweeting.
Yeah. The other day when I asked you for your website, that's where it went.
Mm-hmm.
DaleShear.com. A no-brainer on that.
Well, there is, because it's D-A-Y-L-E. Shear is S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Okay, you know, good. Well, I think that we're going to be fine. And thank goodness the new line is happening now. And
We were experiencing too. Yeah, we were experiencing way too many glitches with the other line. So, but we're just gonna have
this
to
line is good.
You know, let everybody know.
This line's really good. Okay.
But I want to apologize, Dale, for the technical support problems we've been having the past couple of months. You know, it makes me feel personally responsible for doing something wrong.
Well, you shouldn't, because it's Blog Talk Radio that has the problem, not you.
I know. I mean, people rely on me, and technical stuff is what people rely on me for, you know. But I understand. Well, our friend of ours, the Playmates, does 115,000. I think she put your picture and your website on Twitter.
Okay, can you what now? Barbara, translate. Barbara.
Johnny has a lot of our people who have been on the show helping out and, you know, getting the word out, tweeting. If they have a lot of followers, they're tweeting it. So hopefully that will help balance out the new line. You know, let's hope that it will and that people can still find us. But the new numbers on Blog Talk, all of our social media, our website, everything. So, you know, if you want to post that too beforehand next time, the new number, that'll be great.
When we get some money, we should do some, well, I was going to say some commercials maybe in certain areas that are into psychics and give the phone number and the Blog Talk number, but that's later on. Anyway.
Well,
Johnny,
I think it sounds like,
else?
Dale, you're starting to get excited. I like this.
Well, yeah, because we can. I know what I've done before, and if we do some commercials somehow and locally to certain areas, it isn't that expensive, and trust me, I know that, and eventually we wanted to go up online to do visuals so that we can, see us all together.
All right.
Hey, your birthday is May 28th. Are you going down to L.A.?
No, according to, the corona is kind of nixed that. It has to do with the fact that, you know, I got two parents that are at risk. And if I was to go see Barbara, I would have to spend the whole time quarantined anyway. And that's right. And it would be basically just, I mean, it breaks my heart because I love Barbara, and we're going to see Barb anyway. It's just that this is the circumstances, you know, I want to see your, I'm thinking that it's going to get better. I think I talked to a guy, this is something, the only reason I'm saying this is because this is something that everybody is thinking about. I went to Quora. And I asked him to compare the two viruses, HIV to corona. And I said, what's interesting is that even though we haven't had a cure, we have like tons and tons of vaccine candidates. So I said, let me ask you this. If this was HIV and we were working on it, would this be happening? He goes, absolutely not. He goes, I see no reason to think that we wouldn't have, that we're not going to have a vaccine in the beginning of 2021. You know, so he believes, he's very optimistic about it. He says, because we've dealt with a lot of tougher things than this. And you know, HIV was a lot tougher than this.
That's right. That's true. But, you know, to a point, not as many people died from HIV as they have in such a short period of time as this one. But I can tell you the way I see some of this going down. There's a lot of confusion on the TV. I mean, one minute, Barb, they're saying, one of the doctors is saying, we'll never get rid of it and we're always going to have it. And they're changing the whole world around, you know? And then the next minute they're saying, we're going to have a vaccine. Well, you know, it's not that simple just to have a vaccine. You know, like with HIV, I have friends, gentlemen friends of mine who have HIV, and they, you know, they take pills and they take shots and all that stuff. It's not that simple. And the American, and it's fine, but the American people, a lot of them just don't like to take shots and don't, just no matter what, they're not going to do it. As far as the vaccine, I mean, as far as this coronavirus disappearing, it's really weird. It's hard to say in different areas. Like Tahoe, they have 9 cases. I'm telling you, 9. But the minute they let people up from the Bay Area to enjoy the lake, then I think they will have a lot more. Down in Minden, you know, we have 23. We don't have the tourism. But Tahoe does, and what scares me is when Tahoe lets loose and lets San Francisco, who happens to have a lot of the virus, like L.A., then there's going to be problems. So each area is different. So, you know, we can't just stay home all the time and hope it goes away. And letting loose, letting people out, too, then creates a situation of people dying. So you're between a rock and a hard place. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think we just have to be careful. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wash our hands, wear a mask. And it's not good for you to go to L.A. right now either, Johnny, because of the fact that it's not a good time. But the time will be right, and it will be okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we do. This one is area code 310.
310, hi. Hello. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You're on Live with Del Shear.
Yes, hi.
Huh.
Hi there.
Hi, sweetie. What's your name, and what are you from, L.A.?
I'm from L.A. I'm keeping my name anonymous because I'm an actress, if that's okay with you. Yeah.
Sure.
So, I just kind of wanted to figure out, like, is this coronavirus has gone down and it's kind of changed around some things. And I heard some great things going on in terms of my career and, like, the outlook of going on in terms of my show, you know, what's happening and what's moving forward. But there's also some management and agents and stuff like that that I'm targeting and stuff like that. And I'm like, is this a good time right now to reach out to them, or is it a time to kind of wait and just work with
them? I'll call you Stephanie, from now on, okay? Just for the hell of
it. Okay.
But all I can say is this. Who's telling you that shows are ready to go? Because that's not true. Is there some higher-up people that are telling you that?
No, not ready to go, but like that there will be eventually some like more seasons and more stuff happening.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're trying to appease you guys, and you're looking at about a year away. It's not, or if that much. There's so much involved, so much. Like everybody that are doing shows right now are doing it from their homes. I mean, you have, you know, all the late night people, and that will stay that way for a while. As far as people coming into studio audiences in New York, not happening. You know, like New York, they're talking about September, October, maybe. You know, and it's just like it can't all come together until we totally get rid of this virus or get some sort of medicine that will work, or we will constantly catch it. So don't be lied to. So as far as you trying to get an agent, that's a good thing because, you know, you can, you know, you try as you might, you will get an agent, you know, to help you out. But when the time is right.
Yeah, well, I already have representation. It's you know, because I'm on a show, I already have one, but just getting to that next, you know, that next higher level. So, you know. Is that time?
Well, you will.
So
I will promise you this. I will promise you this. You will get to the next higher level for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the timing, I don't know when. I know I see you winning Emmys. I see you winning awards. I see you winning all kinds of things and performing later on in different venues. So you're going to be very successful. And give you an idea, I used to do a lot of movie stars in L.A. Laura Dern, when she was a little kid and was doing masks, mm-hmm. and I told her at that time she would win an Oscar, and Academy Award or Oscar, and I actually watched her win it this last, go-around. I've done so many of them, so I totally understand where you're at, and you have a huge following, and you're a very sweet person, and you love helping a lot of people as well. So, I mean, it's all going to be good for you, but it's just, hang tight. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does that make sense? Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to know anything else, or are you okay?
I think, I guess just in the meantime, I need to figure out, I guess there is going to be a future, so I guess I know that I'll make it till my next time. So I just need to figure out my abundance until then. So I'll just, being how I am. Yeah.
How about, I feel like with you, you can do writing. You can also do producing, and you can do creative writing or books or whatever, and even scripts. So I would kind of work on that avenue for yourself to do something on the creative ability and see where that goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Well, that was a treat, Barbara. Was that one of your friends? Barbara?
It's actually one of both of our. Both know her.
Oh. Okay. Barbara, are you there? What happened to Barbara?
I don't know. She's listed as being on the phone. Are you there, Barbara? Maybe she has it on mute or something.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, did that make sense to you, what I said to her?
You're asking me if I have any callers?
No. Did that make sense to you, what I said to her?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, about that. I think it's interesting to see what's going to happen because I know her, especially with the part about the Emmys. Okay, I think Barbara got disconnected, so here she is.
I'm back.
Barbara, are you there? Okay.
Yes, the call just dropped.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you're looking at this right. Okay, now, did you hear anything I said to her?
I heard, when she said goodbye and thank you. So, yes, I heard the whole reading.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, good.
And then it dropped. But I don't know what Johnny said.
No,
well,
I just
asked.
Wait, we're all talking over each other. I was just saying, does that sound right to you? Because you both know this girl.
Oh, God, yeah, especially with the writing. She writes a lot. So, yeah, you nailed it. And what great news that she's going to be getting awards in her future.
Yeah.
And she's really good. Good actress. Very good.
Okay.
So, I believe it.
Okay.
I believe it.
Well, don't get dropped again, whatever. Don't touch anything.
I didn't. I was just sitting here and it just dropped. But, okay, I got right back on, so that's good. So, great. Okay, do we have another caller?
Sure do. Area code 530.
530, you're on live with Psychic Gail Scheer. How are you?
Hi, Gail. It's Sherry. I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. And it's Gail. And what's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
California.
What part? Be specific.
I'm sorry?
Be specific. What part of California?
Do you know where Lake Oroville is?
Yes, I do. Well, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Haven't been up there.
You should
What's
visit.
What's your coronavirus count? That's a very small town.
We don't really see it up here, so a lot of people don't really believe it existed. So as far as we're all concerned, it was a great big annoyance.
Okay. All right. You mean a million people didn't die in your books, is that right?
Right. Well, and that's some days I'm scared to death, and some days I come out and go, this is all crap.
No, it's not.
It just depends on what day it is, because we don't see any of it up here, which is a blessing.
Well, yeah, because you're in the middle
it's
of nowhere.
It's a total blessing.
Yes, I know. The same thing with Tahoe. We have like 10, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
but I know people are dying.
Yes. It depends on how many tourism, you know, how much tourism. And I don't – what is Oroville known for?
There's a big, pretty lake. It's one of the prettiest things I've seen.
Okay, Lake Oroville, okay.
And there's some fisheries here, some wineries, casinos. It's between – it's south of Chico.
Yeah, tell me, where is it between?
Yeah, real great place.
Where is it located between? Where and where?
Chico and, let's see, Sacramento.
Okay, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
All right. Are you allowed to use your lake, you guys?
Pardon?
Are you allowed to use the lake?
They will be using the lake this weekend, I believe.
Okay. All right. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I am wondering if you could tap into me and see if you can read on my living situation. I've had hell since I moved here 2 years ago. And I'm wondering if you see me staying at the location I'm at, or what do you see about a move and when?
Where are you looking at for a move? What area?
I was just thinking on staying up here in the foothills.
Okay. So staying
Sierra
in Oroville.
Nevada. Yeah, well, I'm in the mountains just east of Oroville, the foothills.
Okay, is that a California or Nevada area?
It's on the California side.
I definitely see you moving. Be a little bit, not a while, maybe a month or so, or two or three. But at the same token, you're being real specific on what you're looking for. You want to be away from everybody. You don't want to be involved with anybody. You want to have, like, land or property. The possibility of animals, and you just want to be away. And I feel in that area that you'll be able to do that with no problem.
Okay. Do you feel like it'll be a physical property, or do I do like a fifth wheel type thing?
I see. That's a choice. What I would do is, if I were you, I would do a fifth wheel at first and see if you like it.
Okay.
Like the area. And if you do, then you can always keep the fifth wheel or sell it, and then you can go get a place within or create something
right
within that area.
I have dogs. That's why I didn't know if they would like it in a fifth wheel, but.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Then we'll need a big one.
You'll need a big one. That's okay. You can build outside of the fifth wheel, because I've heard you have a. You can go outside a little deck and all kinds of little things.
Yeah, like a little area for work and stuff. So you're saying that like July, August, you said like 3 months?
It could be tomorrow. If you want to buy the fifth wheel and go for it and get the property, it can be as fast as you want.
Well, that's just it, the money. I'm wondering about that. That's why I'm wondering how it'll all play out.
Well, is your credit good?
Nope. I had a disaster getting here.
Okay, I understand that. How did you plan on getting the fifth wheel?
I believe the bank that owns this property was planning on doing some relocation assistance.
So explain that.
They're going to give me money to get off the property.
Go for it. Go for
it. At some point, but the coronavirus has put a damper on all this.
Well, we can't. There's nothing we can do about that. I mean, you know,
no.
Things are what they are. I mean, you know, every time I try to walk into a restaurant or think I have to do something and need something, it's hard. But in Nevada here, we're a lot luckier. I can go down the street and whatever. It's a lot easier. But I'm just saying, you'll be able to do it. And I'd sign papers on it so that they won't back out.
Well, yeah, they were just, like I said, we were just in the midst of negotiating that when everything locked down and then the referendum against evictions happened.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I've just been sitting in limbo for months wondering, okay, well, am I staying or am I going? Or
no, you're going. But go ahead and see if they'll negotiate something for you now. It doesn't matter if you have the coronavirus or not.
Right. They said they'd call me back, and they never did. So I don't know what they're doing.
How about you call them?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
No, you'll be able to do it. It'll just take a little bit more time. It's put a damper on everybody for everything.
But in general, do you see things overall improving? Because like I said, it's just
Once you make the move, I see the fifth wheel. Once you make the move, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you
for Barbara,
calling. Yes.
Barbara, I don't even know what a weekend is. They canceled July 4th up here. I don't know what day it is. The only time I know is when Johnny calls me and goes, "You got to be on the radio." That's the only day I know. For sure.
I know. You and so many people. What day is it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really have to know what day it is. It's really weird. And then I have Richard here, which we're taking care of, and I have to make his appointments. Then I constantly am asking him, what day is it? Really weird.
It is weird.
There's no order to my life anymore. I've eaten at two restaurants. You'd be proud of me, though. I have to tell you, this is funny. In Las Vegas, which is 8 hours from Tahoe, okay? In the restaurants, when you go in, they actually bought dummies, you know, to sit in the spots where you're not supposed to sit in.
Oh.
With hair and makeup and everything. Actual dummies.
That's so weird.
You know why? It's like when you go into a restaurant and you're the only ones in there and you're sitting, you know, maybe one other, two other people, you feel so weird. It's like the weirdest feeling in the world. Like there's no noise. Nobody's happy. I mean, it's weird. So they actually put dummies in there to have people talk about them. And there's word that they're going to open up some of the casinos in a minute fashion. In other words, you'll be able to eat in the restaurants in the casinos, in the ones they're opening in Vegas, and you'll be able to later on, not now, but gamble in the weirdest ways of gambling. They've removed this every other seat so you can play the machines. And I'm thinking, well, what are they going to do? Hire somebody just to wipe down the machines all the time? What kind of job is that? That's kind of the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yes,
you know,
but
then,
it seems like it would be more weird sitting next to a dummy than just being in an empty restaurant.
It's so bizarre.
That would be really weird.
It's like, it is weird. It's like, what is this world coming to, you know?
I know.
I mean, I've sat in two restaurants that I think that were kind of normal. One was Japanese. That was fine. And there was like four people in there. And we went to Denny's and had breakfast. And that was fine, you know. But other than that, you just feel so weird because you don't know where to sit. You don't know what to do. And it's just like, I don't know. You're better off at home doing DoorDash or get your stuff at home. But I'm sure it's going to change somewhat, but it's not going to be full on normal for a long time.
No.
And we're going to have to be careful for a long time. And it's not going to totally go away, I don't believe.
No.
There's so many different strains of the flu. And yes, we have the flu shot now, but that's only for certain kinds of strains. So I think we're looking at having to be very careful from now on for quite a while.
Well,
don't you?
I do believe that. But the good part is if you wear a mask when you need to and you do your hands and, you know, use sanitation, which they're always running out of something. I mean, it's hard to get it, but, you know, when you get it, that will help you not get colds and not get, you know, regular flu viruses.
Right. And the people who are already germaphobes won't have to shake people's hands. It'll be just the norm now.
Well, I like what they do in Hawaii. It's called a shaka sign. You wave a shaka, you know, as high.
What do they do?
Cloak. They use the pinky and the thumb, and they wave their hand, and that means shaka brow, and it means hi, hello, goodbye, aloha. That's what
I
mean.
I like that.
So it's kind of fun. Anyway, okay, do we have another call, Johnny?
We sure do. Area code 310.
Another 310. Yeah. You are on live with Psychic Del Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all. Jonathan, let me know what was happening and asked if what was going on.
Hi.
So it's Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, you guys. It's Rochelle. Huh. Jonathan, let me know. Rochelle Royale.
He's good at that. Have you talked to Dale yet, Rochelle?
Who?
Dale Shear, our psychic on the line, waiting to answer your question. Have you talked to her before?
Oh, my goodness. That's why I'm calling. Hi, Dale.
That can't be why you're calling. You're lying. You don't even know who I am.
Well, I'm friends with Jonathan and Barbara, and I'm a singer, and I've been on the show a few times. So he asked me if I was available to call in, but I was just shooting a scene with one of my actor friends. We're doing an acting project, but Dale.
Yes.
I love clairvoyance because I'm a little bit gifted as well and have dealt with a roller coaster when it comes to receiving messages from my mother who's crossed over, which is kind of what we talked about last time. But the last clairvoyant I spoke to was Miss Vanessa, and she mentioned something about Jennifer Lopez noticing my music, which I thought was really bizarre. And then a few days later, I was asked to do a show with AfterBuzz TV all about Jennifer Lopez. So that was very bizarre, very crazy.
Oh, that is bizarre. That is bizarre, yes. That is bizarre. So what do you – okay. You have a brilliant career. Of course, the coronavirus, what can we do? It's neither here nor there at the moment. But you're going to be shooting, and you're still shooting. You're going to go to Hawaii to shoot for some reason. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it'll be like, I don't even know if Hawaii 5-0 is on anymore. But, I mean, all I know is that you're going to be shooting in Hawaii in the future, okay? And you're going to be shooting in Tennessee and New Orleans in the future. So you have I know it's all bizarre, but I sometimes see 5 or 10 years in the future, so I can't say when. But what do you need to know now?
Well, I mean, I have connections to all three of those places. I used to live in Nashville, Tennessee, so that's interesting.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And my mother and I went to New Orleans when I was a kid. I was about 11 years old competing for a national title as a dancer, and she was my coach at the time, and it's so weird. I wish I could remember more about New Orleans because my mom did have a reading from someone, and it was like a forewarning.
You'll get a referral. What about Hawaii?
My brother used to live in Hawaii, and now one of his best friends who's gone through a lot is still living there. So it's a very emotional tie
Okay.
But yeah,
all
you're gonna
do all three of those in the future. Plus, you have a. Can you tell what channel is the show on that you're doing?
No, I just did AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz is like Maria Menounos and like, you know, Mario Lopez. They're like Entertainment Tonight kind of, but they're called AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, you're not speaking clearly. After what?
Buzz, B-U-Z-Z.
Okay, B-U-Z-Z. And what's that on at night?
No, it's like on the internet.
Oh,
After Buzz.
I'm not familiar with that yet. I haven't had time to explore what's on the internet for shows, but I know there's a lot going on. All I know is you're going to get national TV and Netflix as well. So whatever your agent is, just go for it. It's all going to be good. You have
awesome.
A very bright career.
I would like to ask, there's a song that is supposed to be released, and I just kind of want to know if it will come to fruition and if it will be something of significance. I have a good feeling. I just don't know if you can feel anything about that.
Okay, I can tell you. I'm one of the top 100 psychics in America. I've been written up in books. And the only way I would have to do that is to hear the song or you sing it to know if it would become famous. I have predicted many songs that have become famous. So, and people that have become famous. So I wouldn't be able to help you on that unless I heard the song.
Okay. I have a clip of it. Or should we just?
Yeah. Could
I don't know.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Well,
what is this turned into? We're going into. Go ahead. You want to sing a little bit of it so I can hear it?
It wouldn't do it. You have to hear the actual production because it's, like, humongous. It's, like, very anthematic, so it's not going to do it justice just singing it. You have to hear the actual production.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. If you want to send me, can you do a text to send it on by message text?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's out right now, but a label purchased it and they're doing a re-release of it.
Oh, but how do I hear it?
This is it.
What? I can't hear this. Barbara, interview. Barbara.
It's already on. Barbara and Jonathan both have the song. They know the song.
Okay, yeah, we'll get it to you, Dale. We can get it to you.
Yeah.
Barbara, what?
We can get it to you. Or Rochelle, while we're here talking about it, where can everybody hear this song right now? Or can they not?
Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music.
Okay, what is it called? It's for the listeners,
for
Dale.
All right, I'm just going to have to listen to it when you play it, Barbara, because you know what? I don't have any of those things.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
I was just
wondering.
I'm usually too busy doing something to get involved with that. But all I know is that's the best I can tell you. There's a lot of things for you. I can't tell you if the song will make it or not unless I hear it, and then I will relay that to Barbara and Jonathan, okay?
Cool. Awesome.
That's all right.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
thanks
for having me, you guys. Yeah.
All right.
You're
welcome. I'll
talk to
you guys later.
Barbara, what is this turning into? This is turning into a celebrity show. This is
I know, which is awesome. Rochelle is amazing, and she has a career right now that is so happening. And this is so great. And actresses are calling in, musicians. It is like the celebrity show. Right, Johnny?
No.
Models, playmates,
singers, actors. It's really exciting.
Yeah, but that's because you guys have let them know we're out here, so they're calling.
Yeah.
We're not getting
normal people. Well, Johnny's
good
at that. Thank you, Johnny, for all your hard work, by the way.
Yes, Johnny, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a normal person on the line?
Well, let's see. Let's try 347.
347, welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. Have I talked with you?
Maybe a long time ago, but it's been a while.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
From New York, Long Island.
Okay, right. I remember the name Tamika. It's a very unusual, beautiful name. How can I help you?
I just wanted to see if you see anything coming up for me, because my life is just, I'm just not really that happy right now. Like, I want to move so badly out of this space I'm in, and I don't know how or when, if it will happen. My love life is just like non-existent. My job also, I don't know if it's right. So I just don't know if you saw any changes coming up.
I can't do a whole reading. I can pick one thing and answer that. If you want to call me private consultation, you can call me 808-372-1816, 808-372-1816. But I will say, what type of work are you doing right now?
Right now I'm just doing clerical at a medical facility.
Okay. You belong in a medical facility because you are helping people, and you're doing a lot there. I do see a relationship in the future if you want one. But, you know, hey, everybody's life sucks right now because of this virus. Nothing that is normal is normal. And what I've learned so far by talking to people is one thing. The only thing is change. And change is only good if you accept it. So if you don't accept it, then you're going to end up being miserable for the rest of your life. So realize that everything is changing right now in the whole world. We don't know the reason why. I mean, we have these theories of, I forgot, Barbara, they have those theories that are against the government, you know, that this is a theory that they're trying to change the money and the order and have power and the rich are going to take over the world. I don't believe any of it. But, I mean, it's
the
just
conspiracy
like...
conspiracy theories.
Yeah, conspiracy theories. They have a lot of those out there. Right now, it is what it is. And just take one day at a time. Do you have access to television at all, sweetheart?
Yeah, I have access to television. I live at my mom's house, which I'm grateful for, but I just really need my own space. I've been here for years. I'm way past like the age of needing privacy now. And I just don't know how
that will happen. It will happen, you know, so just, you know, don't worry, it'll happen. I mean, but I can't say, hey, it's gonna be guns and roses and fun and balloons and all those things. You got to change your thinking. Your thinking really sucks. So, I mean, I really... Do you get Netflix?
Sorry.
Who's laughing? Which one?
I am. Because you are so good that I just... It made me giggle. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's so sweet, but I do remember her. But, you know, it's so sad. I just want to say it's so sad that, you know, these younger people, they want to move on with their life, but they can't right now because of the coronavirus.
Well, that's not true. All right, do you get Prime TV or Netflix or any one of those? They have special meditation tapes right now because I've been listening to them that really help you lift your spirits. Just look under meditation tapes or whatever. If you can watch one or two of those and get some exercise every day, things will get a lot better. The minute you change your thinking, everything else will change.
Okay.
Okay, Tamika? And I don't want to hear from you again unless you change your thinking. I'll be honest with you.
There's no reason to be on a downer.
You know, you're still alive. You're not dead. So go out and help somebody. Go work at the food lines. Go work at helping people. Go work at giving to the poor. Guess what? You'll feel a lot better tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. I agree. Okay. That's great advice. And just even the exercise alone will make you feel 10 times better.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take this time to give out our new number again. Life, Laughter, Happiness, 516-531-9874. And also, if you would like to continue and get a longer reading, you can reach Dale directly at daleshearer.com, or her direct phone number, her direct line is 808-372-1816 after the show.
You know, it's funny, Dale. It's funny, you know, you really do sound like the Judge Judy of psychics. I mean, seriously.
No nonsense.
No, he told me.
What do you think about that analogy?
Me or Barbara?
You.
I'm not a psychic.
What do you think?
I can't relate to Judge Judy. I don't know. I don't know. I was called the Oprah of television when I did my show in Hawaii. So, no, it's the back east thing, Johnny. It's because I'm from back east. I'm from New Jersey, New York area, and I just tell it like it is. I don't hold back. I just see what I see, and it gets me upset. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. They call me the psychic that's the last stop, because they listen to all the airy fairy psychics that tell them all bull. And then at the end, when they really want to know, they come to me, and they get it like it is, and it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Judy, I don't know, that's your thing with me. It's all right.
I was hearing her the other day on the TV, and I thought, that's just like Dale Shear. They sound the same voice. Don't address me. Don't. Cute.
This is one of the wildest shows we've ever had, huh, Barbara?
Yes. But it's true. I tell you, like, the no-nonsense. You do tell it like it is. I like it. I really do.
You know why? I went to psychics for years when I was a kid, from 18 on. And I never recorded anything they said. And I couldn't. I mean, it was all airy-fairy bull. You know, and I'm going, this is stupid. So, you know, as I came into my own ability, I decided that I would record all my sessions when we had tape, you know, for and machines to tape something so people would remember what I said 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And I did that, and it worked very well. And they would call me back and say, hey, you said this 5 years ago, and it happened. So, I mean, you know, that's how I got the track record of knowing, you know, how accurate I was and to help people. And I know how accurate I am. Because the sad thing is when people don't listen and I say something, and I got to really tell you guys this, when I say something and they don't listen and it happens, and they call me back and they're just, like, devastated, you know. But I have to tell you this one thing. I was trained. Johnny, listen up, okay? Hello, Johnny?
I'm here.
I was trained by the world-famous psychic, a finesse by Peter Hurkos, okay? Now, Stephen King did a movie about Peter Hurkos called The Dead Zone. Have either one of you seen that?
Heard of it.
The Dead Zone. The original Dead Zone. There's two of them, but it's the original, the older one. But there is a part in the movie that I have to tell you about, because this applies to me wholeheartedly, that I can relate to. The guy was a teacher, and he got into a car wreck and became very psychic, okay? Everybody would use him and taunt him. He was a teacher. Until one day, a senator hired him to teach his kid. And it worked out very well. The kid was able to learn, and the actor was able to teach. But he still had his psychic ability. Well, one day the father, the senator, was going to have an ice party with an ice ring. And all of a sudden his psychic ability came out. The gentleman psychic said, "No, you can't do that." And he goes, "Why?" And he says, "Because the ice is going to break. You can't do that whatsoever." So the kid believed the psychic. The father said, "I did not hire you for your psychic ability. I hired you for your teaching ability. You're fired." So he fired him. And, of course, the ice broke. All the children drowned but the son, because the son refused to go on the ice because he believed the psychic. So when you find someone that works for you as a psychic, that's who you should use. There aren't any good psychics, bad psychics. It's just who works for you, what is good for you.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
okay.
I thought you would find that
you might click with it. Yeah, click with the psychic. Okay, that's great.
And then I always tell people, it's like the ice is going to break. Don't you understand me? It's don't do this, okay?
Yeah, I would not take the chance. I would believe you. And that's so good that you started to record everything so then you can get confirmation when things do happen years down the line. I mean, that's a cool thing to have confirmation.
Yeah, nowadays you can record something on your phone. So if they want a reading in person or on the phone, they can record it, you know?
Yeah, and they can keep it forever.
Yeah. Okay, do we have one more, or what do you want me to do, Johnny?
It's up to you. We can take another one. We can put another person on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, I'll put a 914 on.
914, you are on with Psychic Del Shear. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, what's your name?
Katie.
And where are you from, sweetie?
I'm in New York.
What part of New York?
It's called Rockland. It's a little bit above Manhattan.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't been there,
okay.
But I've heard of it. It's a nice area. It's very pretty.
Yeah, it's scenic, I guess you could say.
Is that near Herkimer?
I think that's a little bit more north.
But within that general beautiful area.
Yeah.
I mean,
lots
I'm talking to her. Yeah, Barbara, she has rolling hills and beautiful trees and things I've never seen in my life. It's Rockwell country. It's absolutely
beautiful.
Now, how can I help you?
There is this gentleman. I'm currently taking his classes, but I'm wondering if that teacher relationship, if I can ask him, would you like to collaborate with me? If he would do that, like, you know, like my work enough to kind of work
what
with
type
me.
Of work, what type of work do you do?
Writing.
Okay. And have you been published at all?
No.
So you need help in that department. Has he been published?
Yes.
Okay. It's real simple. Ask him in the way about, I really Have you read any of his literature or his books?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Okay,
with it.
That's how I would approach it. So I've read some of your work. I really like your writing style. I really like, you know, what you're trying to convey. And basically just say, are you open to maybe helping me somewhat to get my writing level, you know, good?
Oh.
And
okay.
I believe he will say yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. And call us back
yeah.
and let us know.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one. Okay, Johnny,
you
can give me a shout out. Barbara?
Yes. What happened to Johnny?
All right, you want it? Okay, you want to do
right
a shout out?
Here, I'm right
okay,
here.
Sure. Okay. Wow. So
can you hear
I just,
me, everybody?
Yes. Good. I just before that caller told everybody again our new number. Just if you forget, go on or any of our social media and find that number 516-531-9874 to call in for the show. And Dale Shear, thank you so much for another wonderful day of reading and a great show. And it actually was really, it turned out really great, I thought. So
yeah,
you could also get a hold of Dale directly at daleshear.com, DaleSchear.com, and book a session with her. She's there for
yeah,
you.
You
I mean,
call me
is.
At 808-372-1816, okay? And that's, I'm in Nevada, even though it's a Hawaii number, okay?
Yes, okay. And that's wonderful. And hear this show and see all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And don't forget to subscribe there. And visit us on our Facebook page to find out what's next, and Twitter and Instagram. We appreciate all of our listeners so much. And thank you to all of our callers for calling in. If it was your first time, that was wonderful. We were so glad to hear from you. And our regular callers, we thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. So,
yes,
everybody,
you, Barbara, thank
you. Thank
you, Johnny.
Aww.
I really appreciate it. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank you, Dale, so much. Have a wonderful night. And thank you, Johnny, for all the hard work.
A big aloha
night,
to you guys. Good night.
Aloha.